Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Big Shot, I was going to give it to Jonathan Quick. I guess on the positive 19 saves, nah. I'm taking aim at Matt Rempe tonight, bro. You want to be a Big Shot, clearly. I think this whole hero thing, this whole bruiser thing, this whole goon thing has gotten to your head, bro. You need to chill. You're a rookie, a 6'7 rookie. You came on the scene, and I liked your story. I honestly did. Unfortunately, we heard about the passing of your father, and it lined up with the stadium series and all that. And, you know, you came out there, and you fought right away. But now it's starting to get ugly, man. You're losing respect to people, a shoulder, an elbow. Everything that's coming out of this game, specifically from the Devils fans, and even now the Rangers got a speak about it after the game. The last hour, I'm just seeing stuff pop up. It's all about Matt Rempe. So as the Rangers are ramping up for their run in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Matt Rempe wants to make sure that he's got a spot there. Man, play the game. And if you're not going to play the game right, answer the bell. I see a lot of the Devils beat reporters, taking shots at Matt Rempe, and you want to be a big shot. You got the attention. You got everybody's attention now. So it is what it is. 877-337-6666. Not a good look for Matt Rempe. It's one thing to be this goon, enforcer, tough guy, but that was a bad look tonight. You want to be a big shot, man, get your act right. Get your game in order first. Some of the cheap stuff, some of the dirty stuff, that elbow he threw, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. Devils fans, you can definitely call a fan and tell me what you saw. I didn't watch the game. I'm in here looking at the NFL free agency stuff, and I was watching the game, but, you know, I knew that wasn't one the Devils were going to win, so it wasn't something I was going to enjoy. Sports is supposed to be fun. We're supposed to enjoy watching sports. If you're not, change the channel. Like, if you're not, watch something else. Now I'm watching the Islanders-Kings. But yeah, Devils fans, if you want to break from all the Saquon stuff, call up and air out Matt Rempe. I'm on till 12, 877-337-6666. Back to the phones we go. Ross is in Bergen County, and Ross is back on The Fan.
Keith, man, I'm just, you know what, at this point, I'm just numb to the pain. The pain, you know what, I'll tell you, 2:30 this afternoon, I get a text from one of my buddies, adios, Kirko, and when I tell you, man, I fell to my knees at that Habit Burger.
Ross is a Vikings fan.
When I tell you, I fell to my knees, man, because, listen, I anticipated it, I knew that the little spurt of hope that a pessimistic fan, even like me, still has, But when I see all the graphics, the Instagram accounts, the ESPN panels, you keep seeing that stupid Falcon logo with who they have going where. And then I get the text from my buddy, and then I get the notification.
Zach Wilson.
After all of them.
Zach Wilson then, is going to be your quarterback.
Right. Well, yeah, no, not only Wilson, but Sam Darnold was the first one I saw. So my math teacher's a Jet fan. We bust his chops every once in a while. I was saying I heard the Vikings are interested in Darnold as a joke. Then I see Kirko Chains is heading down to Georgia. By the way, Atlanta, and that just kicks us in the nuts, or kicks me in the nuts once again.
Are they on your schedule coming up next year? Are they on the Vikings
schedule?
Yeah, of
course
they are.
They're going to Minnesota. They're going to this palace that gets A-pluses and A's and A-minuses, their practice field, their
cafeteria. Football palace.
We win every goddamn thing in the league except for the Lombardi. Every goddamn thing. See, I'm getting riled up. I'm telling you, man, I'm numb. You know what? When I get these notifications, I freeze. I don't say a word, and I go to Twitter, and that's when the recluse begins. Because you know what? Now, listen, we got Blanket Greenard or whatever from Houston. He's a pretty solid player. That means Danielle Hunter's on his way out. And that's pretty much a given, too. I mean, you want to talk
Jay
about...
Jay Jettas.
What was it? He is gone. He's
Justin
going to
Jefferson has no reason to take the money
all,
to stay.
First of all, nothing screams trying to keep your prodigy of a receiver like keeping and making his... quarterback room as it currently stands, Jaren Hall and Nick Mullins. Not like the Pastrnak was any better. You know, for a couple of weeks, I swear to God, he had a singing Creed that only worked for one team around here, and it did. That team shares a name with my other godforsaken favorite team on the ice. But, you know, when I prayed to God, I said, well, let me see a Rangers championship in my life. He must have misinterpreted it. But, you know, when we go back to the Vikings, man, now you see Kwesi Adofo-Mensah takes over this team, what, 3 years ago?
Yep.
He got hired the same year as Shane and Ryan Poles, with the three GMs hired that year. And Joe Shane, talk about the buzz he gets around here, especially today. Let's go with Barkley. Let's go with McKinney. Doesn't get even a seventh-round pick back for the two of them. But you know what? He follows it up. He gets Brian Burns, the guy who honestly I wanted. You know our cap situation's in hell. We're not the New Orleans Saints where every year we're in minus 65 mil and somehow find a way to get back to the surface. I know Spielman wasn't doing that. I know Mensah sure as hell ain't doing that. But listen, man, aside from Hockenson, you know what else doesn't get talked about? Well, definitely doesn't get talked about here. They're probably talking about Paul Allen up at KFAN, how we traded down, needing a safety, traded down from the 13th pick 2 years ago that was used by Baltimore to take Kyle Hamilton, and we traded down to the last pick in that round, and took Lewis Cien, who I don't even think is on the team anymore. And if he is, that just speaks even more volumes to how garbage he is.
See, this is great, Ross. I let you go because you're speaking to the Vikings fan, and I feel like Giants fans need to hear this because every day we hear about how they beat the Giants in the playoffs. There's misery everywhere.
Can I add to that? Right. Nothing pisses me off more than contradictory. When the whole year, and not even Giant fans, around the league, the go-to, you always talk about your Cowboys, America's team to laugh at, always frauds from the start. You know what? I look back. We haven't had a top-five pick, like actual not trades or nothing, top-five pick earned since 2012. We are the definition of mediocrity because we're never good enough to win the whole thing, and we're never bad enough to get that top pick, except for this year we'll trade up to number two and get Bo Nix. Just watch. But, you know, guys, like 10 years ago, I forget the guy's name, it's more than a decade since we've had a top-five pick. Now you're looking at 2 years ago, the whole league couldn't wait to see us lose. And ironically, the whole thing with us being frauds was what, if you remember, was the point differential, the minus three, right? You're 9 games over 500, but you're a negative point differential because you win your games by three and you lose them by four. You're the miracle up in Buffalo. The next week, they took us versus you guys off CBS. And then in the third quarter, they took it off national TV.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about Frank the Tank, Jim Nance, and Tony Romo were legitimately laughing in the booth. Laughing like there was a joke going on the field, and there damn well was one. That beautiful ass palace up in Minnesota.
Yes,
they got
sir.
A circus.
Thanks for the call, Ross. I'm just letting Ross is a young. I guess Dante Culpepper made Ross a Vikings fan. Now, I don't even think that timeline matches up. Ross is like 15 or 16. I don't know why he's a Vikings fan, but I do that like. We need diversity of fandom. Sometimes we need to hear from a Vikings fan, a Dallas fan like myself. Don't look now. The Commanders are scooping up everybody. I just saw the Commanders sign Brandon McManus, kicker, $3.6 million. And they also added an offensive lineman from the Chiefs. Let me scroll back up. Now, this is a day where You got to look alive. And the Giants obviously made a big move with Brian Burns, and then they also subtracted Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney. But in your division, the Commanders are out there saying, hey, we want to get better this year. New ownership, new head coach. Let's see who we can get. So Chiefs guard Nick Allegretti is expected to sign with the Commanders on a 3-year, $16 million deal. Allegretti started in the Super Bowl and played the entire game despite suffering a UCL tear in his elbow in the second quarter. But I'm sure he'll be healed up from that and ready to go. And the Commanders are pulling a lot of different guys to join this team. Hold on. The 49ers free agent defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw reached an agreement on a 1-year deal with the New York Jets. Hold on. I had a take last week that is starting to hit. I had a show where I opened up and I said the Jets fans are kicking back right now. All of a sudden, running it back doesn't seem so bad. The Jets fans are flying under the radar. Because they have the same head coach. They have the same coordinators. They have the same quarterback, defense, running back, wide receiver for the most part. I said the Jet fan is listening to the fan saying, oh, the Giants don't know which way is up, down, left, right. What are they going to do? Are they going to pay Saquon? Are they going to lose him to their arch rival? What direction is Shane and Daboll going in? Shane, Daboll got the whole coaching staff up out of here. You paid Daniel Jones. You traded for Darren Waller. He wants to retire. Now, today, as the NFL free agent frenzy starts, you've got a great offensive lineman and defensive lineman added to the New York Jets. Jets fans, call me up at 877-337-6666. If I remember correctly, Javon Kinlaw was over there with the, he was with the 49ers. Who was he with before them? Now it seems like the Niners have too much, they have too many defensive linemen. Javon Kinlaw, okay, he was always a 49er. He came out of South Carolina. That's right. When they drafted him, there, it was much to do about them drafting him, and then he kind of fell from grace a bit. Doesn't mean he can't come over here and get it going as you're worried about losing a pass rusher. I know it's a edge rusher, not a D tackle, but they add Javon Kinlaw at DT. You can't be mad at that. 1-year deal to rejoin Robert Saleh. And you also got the guy coming out of Baltimore, Johnson. I got to get his first name. I'm not familiar with all the guards in the NFL. Who is? Unless you're like a former guard yourself. John Simpson. So today, the Jets pick up John Simpson, interior offensive lineman, and Javon Kinlaw, interior defensive lineman. Talk about building the ass, and you're building inside out. And those are two guys that are tough guys that are monsters on the inside. You got to be happy about that if you're a Jets fan. The Giants signed John Runyon. That's interior. They also made the big splash trading for Brian Burns and paying him. That was part of the deal. And they bring over Devin Singletary, who's got the same amount of yards in the last 5 years as Saquon Barkley, if you go back to 2019. Let's go back to the phones. Mike is in Tom's River on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, bud, what's going on? Listen, everybody's talking so bad about Devin Singletary. You guys stole a player that played with a coach before. He is what they call the motor. He is going to motor in the Giants stadium.
There you go.
I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. I wanted him to come back to Buffalo. He didn't come back to Buffalo. He went to his brother that he played with, offensive coordinator, Daboll.
Well, he went to Houston first. Thanks for the call. He went to Houston first, and Houston said, we want better. We want more. Not good enough for us. I don't know exactly who Houston's going to get. They were in the running for Saquon Barkley, but they didn't get Saquon Barkley. And now the Giants, man, that 2-6 jersey should be reserved for Devin Singletary. It's obvious. That's his jersey. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're back on the Fan.
What's up, Keith?
What's up, man?
Oh, wow. First of all, you know, another way, like, you know, the NFL just, like, kicks MLB is I come home from school, you know, first day. A free agency. It looks like there's hundreds of new updates, right? MLB, was there one or two guys that went on day one?
Yeah, that's what I said. Rob Manfred, if you do one thing in the next 5 years, we know they're going to realign. We know they're going to expand. We know there's going to be more rule changes and stupid jerseys and things like that. Find a way. I know it's not a salary cap league. I know it's not the same, but find a way to put a deadline on free agency so we're not sitting here March 11th talking about who's going to sign Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery.
And then I totally agree with what Tiggy was saying. I mean, that's the second I thought of, like, the Eagles. Wow. So, first of all, you know, the right to team that's just, you know, down Turnpike, as you said, you're going to be playing here in New York once, and you're playing in a team, right, that just lost its center. It seems they're on the way down. Obviously, it could be last year. It was just a fluke. Could be they're actually a very good team, but then the year was pretty bad. And, like, if you your incentives, what do you think your incentives are? A lot of it probably has to do with touchdowns, right? What happens every single time the ball's going to be at the 1 or 2 yard line? It's not even going to be you getting in there.
Tush push.
Right. You're just going to be pushing him on the backside, which you probably were laughing at.
Don't take Saquon in fantasy. Don't draft Saquon on your fantasy team high.
Right. And listen, Giants fans shouldn't be like this. I think another way that's pushing it up is that just because whenever Saquon Barkley was out, it was Matt Breida that was running the ball. Devin Singletary is a much bigger upgrade than Matt Breida. That's just what made Barkley look so much better, as you saw. Breida come, and he would go like 1-2 yards of carry, possibly. He did get a nice catch one game. I don't remember exactly what it was. But there was no second or third guy. So Singletary, obviously, one of the reasons he also has the same amount of yards as Barkley is because Barkley's missed a nice amount of time. But he still was a good running back in Buffalo. And this year could have had more yards, but the Texans really thought they were rolling with Pierce. So he's obviously not as good as Barkley, but if you're paying the guy half the money, that's good with me. And there's so many other running backs anyway, like, that the Giants could have gotten anyway. Like, this is just to show, like, the position, right? Look at the running backs.
It is a sign of the times. You can't pay a running back that much money where you are as the New York Football Giants. It's over. They didn't draft him. You will get over it. You got to win games. You got to score touchdowns. If they somehow this year figure out how to put a team out there that scores more touchdowns and wins more games, you're not going to be worried about Saquon Barkley. You'll be worried when you face him, but ultimately the future is now. Thanks for the call, Josh. 877-337. A 6, a 6, 2 more sixes. I'm running out of time. Let's break it down, and I'll be right back.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bye.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
The Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey, you gotta play Girls, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. People forget about the Beastie Boys, man. They had it. Intergalactic, planetary. All right. KM to AM, I'm running out of time. Let's see how many calls I can get through, man. Paul is in Rivervale, New Jersey on The Fan. Go for it, Paul.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
Hey, ding, ding, ding. First-time caller, I'm good. Thanks for joining us.
So I want to talk a little about Matt Rempe tonight. I am a Rangers fan, just putting that out there. I love my Rangers. I want to see him win the Cup this year like every year. But I see what you're saying about Matt Rempe. Anyway, he's 6'7", 6'8". He's a rookie. He's trying to make his name in the NHL. Yeah, he's a bit of a goon. Yeah, like this, whatever. But he's also got to learn how to hit with his body. He's still kind of learning how to do that. Yeah, okay, the elbow came in, the shoulder, whatever. But at the same time, anytime he stands up his body, everything's going to get hit by his elbow. So it's kind of like he's got to learn how to hit with his body, learn how to play a little better. But the guy can still skate. The guy can still play. There's a reason he's in the NHL. Not just for the big...
Okay, so you're taking up for him because of his height. What about not answering the bell, right? Because they're all talking about he should have answered the bell in some way and been a man about it. And also the Devils fans are saying this is the second time, right? Over in Newark and now in the Garden, this is the second time with a dirty hit.
Well, you look at it this way, too. It's a rivalry. You guys got us out. And we had 2-0 last year going in for the first round, and then you beat us out at the Garden, and you went on to the next round. So we're a little sore and chippy from that.
He wasn't involved in that. Thanks for the call, Paul. He wasn't involved in that. But I get it. You're a rookie. You're trying to make your name. You're doing a little too much. All I was saying is, with my Casamigos big shot of the night, because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? We all are talking about you now, and the conversation has shifted from you being this cult hero to this great story. Oh, look at Matt Rempe. To like, yo, what's up with bro? What's his deal?
Yeah, no, it was a bad hit on Jonas Siegenthaler. Rempe lines him up, almost leaves his skates, gets the elbow up. He's going to get suspended about, I would think, like 2 games probably.
The guy spends more time in the box than the ice.
Yeah, and he waved to McDermott, and Curtis McDermott is now like the Devil's enforcer, waves to him as he leaves the ice. This is Rempe is a rookie. I like this. I think this is kind of a Stanley Cup playoff tryout. I need to know if I can trust him in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
You're gonna
not
be down
to do
a
something
man.
Stupid.
You're gonna be down a man,
right? I just need to know he's not gonna do something stupid. You want to be the tough guy? That's fine. He was a part of the Eric Gustafson's goal tonight. He screens Kaapo Kalkanen, who's a really good screener. It's a good job. And then 10 seconds later, you know, he does that. He has a lot to learn. He also needs to learn how to fight properly in the NHL. Fighting doesn't mean throwing hooks left and right. You have to learn how to defend yourself. That's why his face was all black and blue.
Right.
So he has to learn how to do these things. Really good player. I mean, I'm not going to say really good player. He's a good fourth line player at this point. I have no idea what his future holds. So we'll see, but this is a wake-up call for him.
Yeah, I know Devils fans aren't feeling it. None of the media members are feeling it. It doesn't come off too great. Let's see. Christy Flannery wrote, the fact that Matt Rempe wouldn't answer the bell for his hit on Nathan Bastian and then threw an elbow on a vulnerable Jonas Siegenthaler is absolutely infuriating. And I completely agree with every point Bryce Salvador made tonight. Let's go check on my guy Bryce and see if he put anything on the Twitter machine. I'm sure he had the microphone and spoken to the cameras. No, he didn't put anything on Twitter. He's not a Twitter guy.
But, yeah, I might have to get a hold of what Bryce had to say about it. It's not a good look. No matter how you, you know, defend the guy, it's not a good look. Your MO being a fighter and a tough guy is one thing. Now it's turned into something else where you got to get a hold of this, especially if we think that the Rangers are winning the Stanley Cup this year. John's in Mineola. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? You do a great job. First time calling.
Ding, ding, ding. We got another one. Go for it.
All right, so I was at the game. The Rempe hit was literally 10 feet away from me. The kid just stood in front of the net and was the reason they scored the second goal. He was all pumped up. He let his elbow flare a little bit, and he's really big, and he really can't control himself that well. It's a coaching thing. He's got to be coached, but the kid's a good player. He's going to be around. I don't think it was an intentional mean hit or a bad hit. He wasn't looking to hurt the guy. He was just all jacked up after, you know, standing in front of the net and being the reason they scored that goal. So let's cut the guy some slack. Let's give him some time. I think he's going to be okay. And as a Ranger fan, I'm loving him. That's all I got.
All right. Thanks for the call, John. Let's see. McDermott also said he's a young kid in this league. He has a lot to learn still. You don't do things like that when you're in your first year in the league. I lost quite a bit of respect for him tonight. I'm trying to find what Peter Laviolette said. I guess you guys are now saying he's got to be coached up, but what's Peter going to do? He can't tell him anything about being 6'7". Let's see if I can find what Peter Laviolette had to say after the game. While we do that, let's get back to the phone. John on Staten Island, go for it. You're on.
Hey, Keith, thank you, as always, taking a phone call. And Saquon had 30 teams he could have chose, and there was two teams he could not have chosen that the Giants fans would probably have been okay with it. And he chose the Eagles, and the other team would have been the Cowboys. You know, at the end of the day, Saquon should have been picked number two overall. We can go back, you know, however long, how many years ago that was. They should have picked Quentin Nelson, and then they should have picked Nick Chubb in the second round. We can go back and forth about this. Saquon was a decent player. He was explosive. He had highlight reels. But he wasn't an overall great player for the New York Giants. So the sentiment of the Giants fans being upset about it, they need to get over it. I'm more upset about losing McKinney, even though he got paid a little bit more than I would have paid him. But I thought McKinney was a very good player, a good piece for our defense going forward. I thought Shen did a good job today. He got Burns. He got John Runyon. He got Singletary to come and play Saquon Barkley. We're not looking for the same production. But we're looking for the same thing that happened when Tiki Barber retired, and we had Armand Bradshaw and a crew of backs that picked up for Tiki Barber. They end up rushing for the same amount of yards that Tiki Barber rushed the previous year. So, again, we can go running back by committee. I think overall we need to make sure that Daniel Jones has pieces around him, because going into the season, Shane and Dable have to win this year. They got to show that they're building pieces and they're building this team moving forward. And I think that they got multiple players. Losing Saquon and McKinney gives them next year a compensation pick, which can go forward into building the team more. So I thought that the moves were smart. Is it unfortunate we lose Barkley, a homegrown guy? Yes, but I think we'll be better for it moving forward. Keith, thank you for the phone call, bro.
You got it, John. Shout out to the people in the chat. Someone had said, not about that call, but I think Ross's call. They're like, this is the longest I've ever heard someone be allowed to talk on the Fan. That's part of my show. If you wait on hold for an hour, I can give you a minute or two to rant. If you're listening to my show for 5 hours and you dial 877-337-6666 to be a part of it, especially for the first time, I'm not running to cut you off. I'm by myself over here. There's not two of us, and I'm not, like, in a rush. Even sometimes when I'm talking to callers, I even step back. You got it. Go ahead. I'm sorry for cutting you off. That can exist here on the Fan, so I want y'all to know that. And also, when I hang up the phone on you early, it's not because I'm trying to bang the phone on you. I know what that feels like. I remember when Boomer hung the phone up on me, I was like, oh, damn, that's what the callers feel when you're like mid-sentence or you're talking and it's just dude, dude, dude. So it's never that, but I do have to move the show along. So going back to John, you know, the first thing he said lost me. There were two teams that you couldn't sign with. In theory, to the Fan base, to you, there were two teams that he couldn't sign with where you would have felt less, I don't know, betrayed. But when you actually think about it in actuality, I just told you that the Dallas Cowboys weren't in on Zach Moss for $4 million a year. They were never in on Saquon Barkley. That was just rumor. So he was never going to Dallas. And then the Eagles rumor was valid because they actually gave him the bag. I don't think there was another team in the NFL willing to do that for Saquon Barkley. Not even his own team. No one loves you like your mama. The Giants, I mean, that, he's got a stepmama now. His actual mama is out of the league, Dave Gettleman. So, you know, we got to stop that. Hopefully today is the last day because now he's officially an Eagle. He's not Wichita anymore. There was one place for Saquon Barkley, and it made too much sense because the guy played high school ball an hour away from them in the same state. He also went to state college, Penn State, we are. And the guy has a house in North Jersey and doesn't want to go to Texas or California or anywhere else. It was them or nowhere else, and they gave him the most guaranteed money. NFL stands for not for long. He had to cash in and get the bag. Now, for you, what you should be concerned about, building that defense so they punish the Eagles and Saquon Barkley. What you, as a Giants fan, should be locked in on is Devin Singletary and maybe who else you draft at running back. Can they be more productive than Saquon was last year, some of the other years? Can they stay healthier than Saquon Barkley was? John also brought up Daniel Jones. That's your man's. That's your quarterback. But you need another one because it's not a guarantee that he's healthy to return for training camp, to take all those reps, to practice with the team at full speed and be ready for week one. So that's the huge question mark with the Giants. Are they drafting someone? Are they bringing someone in? The quarterbacks are going to start disappearing, like the top guys, Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett. They're all accounted for. And you know, I really don't know what to say about the Giants quarterback position besides you know they don't want Daniel Jones. They brought Russell Wilson in just for fun. Hey, yeah, let's explore this. They're talking to J.J. McCarthy, where people really think they're going to take him number six overall. And if they do, he's coming in and he's competing with Daniel Jones and Tommy Cutlett. And I still think they need another veteran in that room. Let's go to Sal, also out on Staten Island. Go for it, Sal.
Hey, Keith, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
All right, Keith, I got two quick points for you here. First one, I want to start with the Rangers because they just played. I want to say that their new acquisitions are looking really solid. Rasovic is looking really good on the forecheck, actually helped Mika Zibanejad score a goal today. So shout out to the Rangers actually going against what everyone said and making some solid moves.
Yep. So, yep. Good for the Rangers and your push for the Stanley Cup and your moves that you made at the trade deadline. What else you got?
All right. Now, I want to hop over to the Giants, obviously the big story. I think that they made the total right decision letting Saquon walk. I feel like in their third year, Joe Sheen is finally building this the right way. You've got to build from the trenches out. You have a cluster with Daniel Jones. He's going to start next year. So I think they're doing a good job here. They got to build the offensive line. They have 2 years to have some quality draft picks. I like the idea of trading back. You've got to start getting ready to prepare this new quarterback to come into a favorable situation. I don't know who it's going to be, when they're going to go for it, but they have a year with Daniel Jones here to stopgap. It's time for them to start preparing for that quarterback and getting him into a situation where he could succeed, unlike when they brought in Daniel Jones and unlike these other teams that bring in quarterbacks who have no chance. It seems like Justin Fields did when he had no wide receivers, no offensive line.
Yeah, protect the guy. Don't have the guy taking a bunch of hits. Thanks for the call, Sal. They're already doing that, though. Another Jets move?
The Jets have a backup quarterback.
I said this a while ago. Go ahead.
By the name of Tyrod Taylor, staying in New York, and that is a smart move because he can play quarterback.
Makes too much sense. He doesn't have to move. He can stay exactly where all his stuff is. He doesn't have to leave. How much are the Jets paying Tyrod Taylor?
He stays in New York. Not out yet. Tom Pelissero with the report. Veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Exactly what the Jets needed. Perfect.
And
for some reason, the Giants thought Tommy Cutlets was better than him. I disagree. Whatever. But he will be respected in the green and white.
Tyrod Taylor switches to the other side of the stadium. He's going to put on that new Jets jersey. You know the Jets got new uniforms. And he's probably got a chip on his shoulder now against the Giants, who don't have Saquon, don't have Xavier McKinney. They cost him $1 million going with Tommy Cutlets. In the event that Aaron Rodgers goes down in four plays in 4 weeks, whether he misses 4 weeks, Tyrod Taylor is one of the best backup quarterbacks on the market. As I was just talking about, Jacoby Brissett going to the Patriots. Gardner Minshew going to the Raiders, these guys signing quickly, not being available. I said this on the Fan, and I'm sure some other host said it. It made too much sense for Tyrod Taylor to stay right where he is and flip sides. Good. The Jets fans, what did I say last week? The Jets fans are sitting back with the run it back thing flying under the radar, but today they feel like their future is much brighter than the Giants. My guy Milton, the cowbell man, back on the Fan calling from Brooklyn.
Yes, sir. I mean, you talk about 10 minutes ago, me trying to call in to just really rip into my Jets, not doing anything. you know, in the time of while I was waiting, amazing. Picking up offensive lineman, happy about that. Defensive tackle, backup quarterback. These are the small things. It's the little things, Keith. It is the little things. I'm looking forward to this season and finally having possibly a healthy quarterback. But now if he gets hurt, we got a veteran quarterback who is possibly the second best backup quarterback in football. I still think Gardner Minshew is the best backup quarterback in football. But
yes, sir.
I think the Giant fans need to move on. I think, I mean, I know you said it, and I know Tiki said it, but if a guy is, if you're not going to re-sign a guy, I don't care what I would have got for him. I mean, I don't care. I'm not letting a guy go, and I'm not getting anything for it. So I would have just traded him. I don't care if it was for a fifth-round pick. But that's just me. If they wanted to keep him there to keep the locker room happy and still lose, that's on them. Giant fans, how can you be upset at just, you know, not overpaying for a guy and get over the fact that he went to the Eagles? What, it's his prerogative, bro. Like, they're the ones that paid him. Well, you're going to tell the guy that I'm not going to feed my family? Like, let's go. This is the world, bro. Like, they offered him the most money. And, you know, maybe when you beat him down, it'll feel even better when you beat the Eagles now, because you haven't been beating them anyway. Maybe this is going to be bad karma for the Eagles for trying to stick it to the Giants.
Right.
And now this is gonna backfire on them, and now the Giants are going to build a great team for the Eagles, letting the Giants spend money elsewhere and build up a nice, solid team. So let's just be positive, Giant fans, because this might turn around to be the best thing that ever happened to you if you think about it. So, you know, that's what I wanted to say about that. The Yankees, you know what I'm doing. I'm not sleeping because I don't know, man. This is going to be scaring me. But if this is going to be worst-case scenario, Keith, they're going to have to make some moves. And I don't care what anybody says. They got to sign two pitchers. And I got to stop hearing people talking about it's not going to be the same. He's not going to replace Cole. Nobody's going to replace Cole, but you got to replace those, you know, quality starts, maybe saving the bullpen. Get a guy in there that could give you 5, 6, 7 innings. We all know it's not going to be the same without Cole, but you cannot just sit on your, you know, sit back and just say we're going to go with what we got. I don't know what your thoughts on them.
Yeah, Luke Weaver's supposed to be the sixth guy, and he had an issue and got shut down today. Milton, I'll see you opening day. I'm up against it, bro. Yankee fans, fret not. We don't know what's up with Cole. We don't know what's up with Judge. We know that we've got 20-some-odd days, maybe less now, till opening day. Hey, just chill. You might not sleep well tonight, but we'll find out what happened with Cole tomorrow. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I got 10 minutes. BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Mix makes the catch for the touchdown. He went up with the big hands and caught another Hail Mary on the final play of the half.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I got 5 on it. I don't even have 5 on it. I think I got 4 on it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, about to close this up. I've got 4 calls in 4 minutes. I don't think I'll be able to get to all of them. Let's try, though. Jack is in Cortland Manor on the Fan. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good, Jack. You were almost out of there. Go for it.
I just want to talk about Daniel Jones. I think this is a make-or-break year for him. You know, no Saquon, no really not too many playmakers. I think he has to really step up and show that he wants to play for the Giants, and he wants to perform like he can be the starting quarterback in the NFL. I think they made some great moves on defense. Burns, they got Thibodeau. They have a very strong defense. And I think if Daniel Jones doesn't do what needs to be done this year, I think I don't know if they're going to have the opportunity to draft another quarterback that's as good as all the quarterbacks in this draft class. So do you think that they should draft a quarterback this year and maybe put some pressure on Daniel to perform? Or do you think that they just let him rock and try and show them what he's got?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jack. I don't think there's anything Daniel Jones can do to reverse how they already feel and what they already know about him. He definitely can't change his body. He can't change all the injuries he's had. But this is his year, right? Come back from the ACL and ball out with all odds against you. This guy has been dragged through the mud from the first day that they announced his name, Daniel Jones, number 6, quarterback Duke, to the New York Giants, and fans were flipping out, going viral. I remember Joe Budden's face. I remember those 3 kids that were like pulling their pants down, convulsing on the ground. Viral movie. What I'll say is they only should draft a quarterback at 6 if it's someone on their draft board that they love. You don't reach there because that's a quick ticket to being fired as well, getting a guy that doesn't pan out or doesn't work out. So I don't know. Let's see what happens with Daniel Jones, but they still need another guy. We just said Tyrod Taylor to the Jets. I knew he wasn't coming back to the Giants. That was foregone conclusion, but they need to sign a veteran backup, someone that can be ready to go, not Tommy Cutlets. Not a guy that they're going to draft. Maybe draft another guy and have 4 quarterbacks in camp, but they need an insurance policy on Daniel Jones. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park, New York. What's up, Mike? You got it?
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Good.
So a question about the Giants' first-round draft pick. JJ, if they draft him, you know, if does he have, like, the leadership skills and like Jalen Brunson, who is kind of like a winner, and people just discounted him. And then also, what do you think of Joe Milton? He has a big arm. So I'm going to hang up and listen. And thanks for your thoughts, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Joe Milton not at number 6. I can't really say that J.J. McCarthy is Jalen Brunson. I mean, a couple weeks ago, you listen to Evan and Tiki, they were ready to call him the new king of New York over Aaron Judge. That's tough, man. Let's get another call in. Dan from Middletown, New Jersey. Probably my last call at night. Paulie's about to hit that music.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Keith. How are you?
I was going to say, you're Dan. I'm Keith. What's up, Dan? Go.
So what a wild day in sports. Sorry. I drove all the way back from D.C. today after covering the Monmouth tournament over the past few days, so I'm wiped.
Go.
So...
You just hit the back awesome music on here.
I'm concerned about Gerrit Cole. That's what I'll say. It's very concerning. If he doesn't pitch, I don't think the Yankees make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's obvious. Without Gerrit Cole, pack it up. Without Gerrit Cole, LGYM, start rooting for the Mets. Let's go Yankee Mets. Without Gerrit Cole, this season is cooked. And Juan Soto, like Juan Soto's going to be looking around like, wait, I didn't come over here to repeat what we did in San Diego last year. I'm trying to win, Poppy. What's up? All right. Shout out to everybody watching on the TikTok live. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to everybody that listened, like I say, 5 minutes or 5 hours. I appreciate you guys. People that listen and never call, you are appreciated. Hey, the boy C-Mac is coming up next. You're going to want to listen to what he has to say about Saquon Barkley's departure. I'll be back tomorrow. Same show. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.